Hey, 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 good morning. It's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. The Deej Goodbye Show. So Deej, our little baby DJ brother.
I'm 31 now, Blake.
I know.
No, I know, but you're still our kid.
I know.
Or brother or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what you are.
I do have a kind of brotherly relationship with Deej.
Yeah, you guys are definitely like the siblings I never wanted but love anyway.
You know? Totally. But it's true.
Like, hey, listen, I'm still your boss today.
Yeah,
okay?
That's fair.
I know, but yeah.
So, well, and we'll get into more of that serious stuff, but I want to play the recap. When this is from 3.5 years ago, when Deej started, we pulled him right into the show because we heard he was going on a date.
Yep.
It was a hiking date, had to wear masks.
During the pandemic, that's why.
Exactly, yeah. Yes. And you know, extra cautious. This is October of 2020. No joke. This was 5 days after DJ started.
Wow.
Oh yeah, wasn't it?
I can actually like tell in your voice too. Like it's just yeah.
He's kind of nervous. Yeah. So he said, "Okay, well, let's come on and tell us about your date." You know, it was in the middle of COVID. We had not a whole lot else to talk about.
Nope.
You know.
Yep.
So he went on the date. They went hiking, and then this was Monday afterwards.
I got in so much trouble for this from Amanda after. Yeah, Amanda hates this.
Oh really? Oh good.
Great.
She had to go to work for some fun. Yep. She's listening to this now on the radio, just like she was 3.5 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
So DJ is the new guy around here. He's 27 and he's single.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned to us off the air, "I have a date this weekend." And we were like, "Please, can we talk about that?"
Yeah.
Because there was an interesting stipulation because she said you got to wear a mask the whole time.
The entire time, yeah.
So did you wear the masks?
Yes.
The whole time.
We'll get it. I'll.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
So exciting.
So how was the date? You met on Hinge or something, right?
Yes, we met on Hinge. It was interesting, to say the least. The mask thing just made it...
Okay, pause.
Okay.
DJ, interesting. Come here. I feel like... This is like my little brother I need to give advice to.
Descriptive words.
Interesting is not the best word to use as far as describing a date.
Ooh.
Interesting
Ooh.
Is like,
Ooh, good point.
Well,
Ooh,
that yeah, snail that I tasted for the first time was
yeah.
interesting.
Yeah.
Okay?
Good point.
Okay? It'd be like, I had a good time.
Had a great time.
Or it was... fun.
Or she had like a sick body. Something like
something
that.
Something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
I'll go. She even looked great with a mask on.
Yeah. I loved her in those yoga pants.
She
something
looked great
like
with
that.
A mask on.
Okay.
There was that.
Anyway, okay. Sorry to derail. Continue no. your story.
Okay.
So the date was beyond interesting. It was fun and fascinating and she looked gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
All of that.
Okay.
Okay.
But there were these huge awkward moments.
Oh.
So, you know, when you normally meet someone on a first date and that you meet for the first time, it's kind of awkward anyway.
Sure.
Yes.
Then put the mask thing into it. So we're like, we both meet up at the bottom of the mountain. We're like 6 feet apart. And we basically get into a Western standoff with both of our masks in our hand.
Right.
Who's going to put it on first? What are we actually doing? What's going on?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like it was an old school standoff. And then she tosses it on. I toss mine on. We start hiking.
Okay.
Great. Awesome, good conversation. She was super cool, just like I thought she was.
Good.
However, about halfway up the mountain,
oh god!
So I started sweating.
Oh.
I
was
going. Oh, did you perspire through the mask?
No, not through the mask. But
okay, you didn't pass out, did you?
No.
Okay.
Sit on a picnic table. We do take the masks off.
Okay.
Okay.
For like a good, I don't know, half an hour.
Yeah.
45 minutes ish. Talk. We were both so a combination of nervous and trying to keep the conversation going on the way up.
Oh.
That we weren't really paying attention where we went.
You guys got lost.
Oh, no.
No, you
did you go
not.
Down the wrong trail?
We went down the wrong trail.
Oh, no.
Down the other side of the mountain.
Oh, no.
And your cars are on the other side?
Yep.
Dang. So, you didn't go back up and over, did you?
Nope. So, friends, guess who walked another mile and a half, 2 miles on a dirt road to get back to their cars.
Oh, wow.
Us.
Oh, wow.
How, oh, my God. What
guys.
A great
oh,
first
that's
date
good
story,
because it
though.
Went longer.
Right.
And, yeah.
No, it was nice because it went longer and all that, but I was also like, get me back to my car now.
Yeah. Yeah,
you were hungry.
Hungry and
thirsty.
You couldn't breathe.
And
it ended
ran
up being
out
like
of things
a four
to talk
and a half
about.
Hour date.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Aww.
This is your life.
There you go. So that is a little recap of Deej's first date with Amanda.
Oh, where we've gone since.
I know.
It's crazy.
I know. And they're still together.
Yay!
I know. That timing's so weird because I started here, and a week after I started here, I met Amanda for the first time. And then, like,
right.
That's why, like, my entire life really did change.
Yeah.
Right.
The second I.
Well,
like I said, I mean, he showed up literally in a popcorn vehicle because that was his job. So you had been out of radio
So I got out of radio at the end of 2019 and was like, I'm going to figure it out, you know, do my own thing. Popped around a couple different places, nothing worked out. And then I ended up out of work in the middle of a pandemic and just needed a way to make money. So
delivering popcorn.
I found a popcorn company in Dover, New Hampshire, and started just slinging popcorn for a living.
Man, I love popcorn, though, so that's okay.
He showed up in the popcorn delivery.
I remember leaving and being like, who's that guy? Yeah.
Well, then, okay, and this is our goodbye to Deej segment here, because his last day is today, and we're really excited for him, but it's sad, you know.
Yeah.
Big change, exciting, scary, you know, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But the other problem when he started was that Kelly thought...
Yeah, I hated you.
Oh, you that, really didn't like me.
That mm-hmm. Deej was coming to either take my job, and yep. I was going to ditch her,
yep.
or that she wasn't doing so well in her first few months,
yep.
and that Deej was actually going to take over her job. Look, so Kelly yeah. hated Deej.
Yeah. I didn't even want to like talk to you, because I knew... Look, when I first started, I didn't know anything about radio. I get tossed into this job, and then there was a lot of like change in this building, right?
Yeah.
And so then Deej pops in, who has this radio background. He knows how to run the board. He knows how to do all the stuff. And then we're sitting here, and I sent
me to the kitchen to get salsa.
Yeah, I was like, go get. I'm like, oh, I brought some salsa. Why don't you go in and try it? And he was like, oh, okay. As soon as I see him walk past the window, I look at Blake, and I'm like,
No. She lunged across the studio. Like for my neck.
Yeah.
And went, who is he?
I was like, look me in the eye right now. Is he taking my job? Because if he is, I'm out. Like, you better tell me. Right. Or is he? And Blake was like, what?
Right. I was like, well, why would we do that?
So I'm yelling at Blake, and then I see DJ come back, and I'm like, okay, shush, don't say anything.
Right.
But no, he wasn't here to take my job.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Well, look at how far we've come, Kel.
Oh my God, you're like my best guy. Don't even talk about it. I can't even.
I know. Kelly's been
so
emotional
sad.
For many reasons.
Yeah, I know.
But in all seriousness, obviously, we wanted to have you on. You know, you've been a great part of the station for the last few years, and you've become a great friend. And I think it's a great opportunity for you to come on the show and thank me.
See, the thing is I literally had an entire, like, how much I love you both and thank you written up. But after the look you just gave me across the board, I don't know if I'm going to give it.
He's just like, peace.
Okay, well then.
Happy to you.
No, Deej is one of the reasons we're going to miss Deej the most are the reasons that you don't hear on the air.
Yeah.
Which is because he really works hard behind the scenes. And there are so many times that something has gone right mm-hmm. when it was about to go wrong. Whether it was on this station or one of the other seven stations in the building, and it's because Deej is really passionate about it, and is always the guy who's like, oh, I got it, I can do this, I can do that, and we call him the Deej of all trades, was kind of like our nickname for him the last few days to try to describe what he does. So I said, Deej, you know, while you're leaving, we're going to have to cover all the stuff you do. Can you print out a list of the stuff you do?
Oh my God!
Thinking, oh boy, I hope there's not stuff on there I don't even know about.
Yeah.
And there was.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was. It was a long page.
Yeah.
Of stuff, but you've gotten so good at your job. You've grown in your relationship. I mean, mm-hmm. I think back and you were like this heartbroken guy who had been like dumped and run over and
yep.
Well, that's so let's and this is going to be my thank you to you, so don't I hopefully you can still walk through doors after this, but we'll find out.
This.
No. So here's the thing. I walked in here at 27,
mm-hmm.
broke,
right.
delivering popcorn,
right.
just moved back in with my parents
at
27.
Right. Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Like, yeah. I was rock bottom as rock bottom could get.
Right.
Within a week of starting here, I met you guys, two people who became two of my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Met Amanda. And it really, everything changed once.
That's true. In like a week.
Yeah, literally once Coast and once you guys came into my life,
yeah,
everything changed. And someone else talk for a second, so I can wipe these tears away.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Well, it was. I mean, I think it's funny. You came in like all like excited and like, I'll do whatever. I don't want to sell popcorn anymore.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I mean, literally, like I joke about that, but it was kind of like you had left radio and you had missed this thing that was like your passion, you know, and it was like, I got to make money.
Yeah.
And then and we were like, well, this kid's pretty good. Like, he's got potential, you know, and then you came in, you blew our socks off. It was like, oh, yeah, I'll do it. I'll do that. I'll try this. I'll try that. I'll show up at, you know, whatever remote. You know, except that one client who I hate. I won't tell you who that was.
No, I know.
That was one time DJ almost got fired. Yeah, that's a separate story. But no, but you've been the guy who says yes, you know, maybe too much.
Yeah.
I think too much.
You know? Yeah. And no, you've done a great job. And that's why it's like, it's so bittersweet. Like, we're sad to lose you, but I'm so excited for this. This is the whole point.
Yeah. And that's, and I'm honestly, I'm heartbroken to leave because of you guys and this station, but it's one of those things. Like, I'm 31. You're not retiring anytime soon.
No.
It's about time to do the thing that I've wanted to do since I was 13, and this is going to be the chance to at least be able, even if it doesn't work out, y'all, to at least be able to tell 13-year-old me, hey, we got there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did it.
Yeah.
So whatever happens, I'm excited, and nothing that when I announce it next week or whether you hear me and tune in, none of it happens without you two. Even Todd, I don't know where Todd is, but even Todd.
I left early, and, surprise.
Yeah.
Shocker. And the Coast listeners, because nothing that happened to me over the past 3.5 years and nothing that's going to happen to me going forward in my career is possible without you two and the entire Coast fam. And I say that from the bottom of my heart because, like, it, I never expected to make a career in radio again. Mm. I really didn't. I thought I was going to come back. I thought I would have, you know, a fun gig for a couple years, and then I'd bounce back off to sitting in a cubicle somewhere, and, you know, and then we ended up making it work, and it's really all because of you guys, all because of the staff here at PRG, and the Coast listeners, who I can't say enough about, the people who call in the afternoon, the people who, Cody, I had, shout out to Cody, who listens to me, because so, Cody listens to me every afternoon. Uh-huh. And he'll call in just to update me on his day and stuff. He called me 40 minutes after he had his first child.
Oh, my God.
He was like, it was a boy, and it was 9 pounds. And I was like, oh, and that is the kind of stuff that makes this job so fun, and none of that is possible without everyone listening.
Yeah. I was at Westbrook Middle School yesterday for career day to talk about why going into radio is a dicey decision.
But
and one of the kids asked me, what's your favorite part about your job? And it's this stuff. It's like when we get to share in each other's lives.
Yeah.
You know, and we get the opportunity to do it kind of, you know, in kind of like an awkward public way, but in a way that is really, really wonderful, you know. So the messages have been very sweet that we've seen from DJ's little goodbye video and all that. But we're excited for you. You deserve every bit of it. And you know, whenever you know you want to negotiate the finder's fee, you know, that's something we can figure out.
And my stuff, the reason why I love you, and I'm not even going to be able to get through it, it has nothing to do with work. Mm. You've just, I can't even say it. You've just become such a good friend.
I love you too.
She didn't say I love you, but.
I just want to say this. You and I have built this really good friendship over the past few years that when I have doubted myself, you have backed me up. And when you've doubted yourself, I've backed you up. Mm-hmm. And I am so proud of you. You've worked so hard. And I don't think, I just, this proves to you what we all know about you. Mm-hmm. And that maybe you doubted over the past few years. And I'm so proud of you. And I'm so grateful that you were my friend through this whole thing. Because I don't know what I'm doing all the time.
that's a great point. Deej gets really down on himself sometimes. And I can't tell you how many times we've had these conversations that are like, you're actually good at this.
Yeah, like you're great.
I know you don't believe me, but you're actually good at this. Trust me, I tell you if you're not.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Totally.
And there have been a lot of, you know, counseling sessions in both directions.
Yeah.
A lot of recapping, you know, random drama that's happening around the building or whatever. And that is the part that I'll miss the most, you know.
Yeah.
It's just going to miss you.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
God, Kelly, don't look at
me. Happy trails to you.